Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually calling to learn more about your voice AI services. Could you tell me what makes your platform stand out? I'm curious about how it could help businesses like mine.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, since we're talking, how about you tell me a bit about what you're looking for in a voice AI service?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, Mary from Dasha, got it. I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions, but it sounds interesting. Could you share a bit about how your platform helps companies like them? I'm all ears to learn what makes Dasha AI special.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm hanging in there. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, one big challenge is reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging without sounding robotic. Also, scaling outreach without losing that personal touch can be tricky. How does Dasha AI tackle those issues?
Tell me more about reaching prospects naturally and scaling outreach without losing that personal touch.
Great question. So Dasha AI uses advanced conversational AI that sounds genuinely human, like me. It understands context, emotions, and can handle natural back and forth, not just scripted lines. That means prospects feel like they're talking to a real person, not a robot. For scaling, the AI can handle thousands of calls simultaneously, keeping that personal vibe intact so your outreach grows without losing quality. Pretty neat, right? Would you like to hear how easy it is to get started?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dash AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good vision exercise. So 12 months from now, with Dasha AI in your toolkit, imagine your lead generation humming along smoothly, more qualified leads, faster follow-ups, and your sales team focusing on closing deals instead of chasing cold calls. Revenue streams would be healthier, and your outreach would feel personal and engaging every time. Plus, you'd have data insights to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part excites you the most about that?
What do you mean by more qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Great point. By more qualified leads, I mean prospects who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile. So your sales team spends time on people more likely to buy. That's important because it boosts efficiency, shortens sales cycles, and ultimately grows revenue faster. It's like fishing with the right bait instead of casting a wide net blindly. Does that sound like something that could help your business?
Tell me more about boosting efficiency and shortening sales cycles.
Sure thing. Boosting efficiency means your sales team spends less time chasing uninterested leads and more time engaging with prospects who are ready to buy. Dasha AI helps by automating initial outreach and qualifying conversations so your reps get warmer leads handed to them. Shortening sales cycles happens because qualified leads move through the funnel faster, less back and forth, fewer dead ends. So it's like turning a long, winding road into a smooth, straight highway. Make sense?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today. Well, a common challenge I hear from businesses is juggling high call volumes without enough staff, which can lead to missed opportunities. Also, maintaining consistent natural conversations at scale can be tough. What about you? Are there specific hurdles in your current lead generation or sales process that you're looking to solve?
What are all the ways juggling high call volume and maintaining natural conversations are affecting the business right now?
Good question. Juggling high call volumes without enough staff can mean some leads slip through the cracks, lost opportunities, basically. Plus, when reps are stretched thin, conversations can feel rushed or scripted, which turns prospects off. That hurts your brand reputation and lowers conversion rates. Maintaining natural conversations at scale is tricky but crucial because people respond better to genuine interactions. So these issues can slow growth and frustrate your team. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how lost opportunities and rushed conversations are impacting your growth?
Absolutely. Lost opportunities mean potential customers who might have bought just slip away, so that's direct revenue left on the table. Rushed conversations often lead to misunderstandings or missed chances to build rapport, which can kill trust and make prospects hang up or say no. Over time, that slows your growth because fewer leads convert and your sales pipeline dries up. Plus, your team might get frustrated, which affects morale and performance. It's a cycle you definitely want to break. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing?